Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today at Greenbuild, first day of the show in San Francisco, I'm here in the Shaw contract space with John Stevens, who's Vice President of Marketing. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. We both live in Chattanooga, and we got to meet up in San Francisco. It's good to see you. So one thing I'm noticing right as I walk up here, Greenbuild's been going on, I think it's the 11th year. Shaw's been here every year. This year, you're here in way up high on a big sign, it says Shaw Contract Group, which is a little bit different than years past. Talk about that strategy.
Well, we are, Kemp, and one of the things we wanted to make sure that we were here to address our clients, and our clients in the commercial design and construction industry are familiar with the Shaw Contract Group brand, so we wanted them to be able to find us so we could have conversations about sustainability with the people at Greenbuild.
Okay. I noticed by looking at your space, it's a gorgeous space here, that you have the product that won Best of Neocon Gold, the modular product. What is it called?
It's Dialab, and yeah, we've showed it at Neocon and are launching it actually this month.
Okay, so it's actually available to buy now.
Absolutely, yes.
That's good to hear. Tell us, if you would, some of the message points you've got for the audience that comes to see Shaw Contract Group at Greenbuild.
Well, there's a couple of things. Certainly, everything that we focus on sustainability is centered around cradle to cradle. And Shaw Contract Group, all of our products are certified cradle to cradle, and cradle to cradle is certainly getting a lot of attention at Greenbuild with the cradle to cradle gala tonight that's going to be hosted by Susan Sarandon and Meryl Streep and honoring Bill McDonough. So cradle to cradle is certainly key. But one of the things we're also talking about is good energy, and good energy certainly as it relates to embodied energy and our materials, as we continue to work with cradle to cradle and use less energy both to make, reclaim, and remake materials, but also good energy around things like social responsibility. So one of the fun things that happened in our space this week is the clients can go and scan a QR tag and select one of three nonprofits who are doing amazing work and will donate money on their behalf. So the three nonprofits that they can connect to are DIFA, the Design Industry Foundation Fighting AIDS, 1% with Public Architecture, located here in San Francisco, and then Mass Design, as we work with them as a founding partner of the Mass Design Lab, an organization that's really taking immersive healthcare research, both in the global north, like in the U.S., but also the global south, in Haiti and Africa, understanding specifically around design that can impact healthcare and how people heal and change lives in the healthcare design applications. So those are the three nonprofits that we're working with and enabling people to really give them good energy and celebrate the work that they're doing at Greenbuild.
You must have set all that up, because you certainly do know how to talk about it.
Well, you know, we're passionate about it. All three of those organizations, we're really proud to be affiliated and associated with and just supporting the amazing work they're doing.
I noticed Bill McDonough is not only being honored tonight, but he's also the speaker at the closing event, right?
He is, you know, and it's great to see Bill continue to be engaged with USGBC and having cradle to cradle be an important role in lead, and as we continue to help define how green building is done, not only in the U.S., but throughout the world, and the impact USGBC is having globally.
Okay. You know, give me a quick update, because I see occasionally posts on your Facebook site talking about you being in China, and I know you've got some responsibility for what's going on over there. Give me a quick update on what's going on globally with Shaw Contract.
Sure, and China's an important part of it, but not the only part. We're continuing to grow and focus building the Shaw Contract Group brand globally and offering cradle-to-cradle products to our clients anywhere they have facilities around the globe. So in China, for instance, as you know, we're building a plant in Nantong, which is about an hour outside Shanghai. That's scheduled to be open next spring. So it'll be the first cradle-to-cradle carpet tile facility in Asia to be able to provide the materials to our clients there. But we're having significant growth in Latin America and in EMEA and Canada, and really building the Shaw Contract Group brand and our capabilities around the globe. So our clients say, hey, we want to be able to work with you in our facilities, whether they're in New York, Sao Paulo, Beijing, or in London. We're able to meet them there and help service their projects.
So Greenbuild can be different every year, depending on where it is. It's in San Francisco in a really neat convention center that's almost subterranean here. Who do you anticipate that you're going to meet with here? Is it going to be a good cross-section of builder, designers, and facility managers? Tell me who you think you'll see here.
It's a good question. Yeah, San Francisco, I think, is a really unique location for Greenbuild because of the Valley and high-tech in the Valley. So, for instance, we had probably 25 people from the Sustainability Committee at Google this morning going through our space and be able to talk to them about what's going on, not only at Shaw Contract Group, but our industry. So we're seeing tons of high-tech clients that are here, but also design firms that are working with them. It's an important market for us, and it's an important market for us to be able to communicate and be a part of the conversation around sustainability in San Francisco.
Okay, great. John, good to see you. Again, we've been talking to John Stevens, who's Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Contract Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.